that regard. Whoever's out there who may have done that, I would really appreciate it. And I'd even be willing to, in fact, I will. I'll send you something special in appreciation for a good quality, and I mean good quality tape, of this first night's broadcast. Just to make sure that in case something went wrong here, and I know something went wrong the first 10 minutes of the second hour because I didn't change the tape, dummy sitting here. Okay, let's go back to the caller.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to talk about that video of the missile.
Yes.
That,
no, it's not a video. These are photographs.
Oh, I thought it was a video.
No, these are photographs, actual photographs. We know of three different people who took photographs of the missile in flight. None of them realized that there was a missile in the air, that they were taking pictures of it at the time that they were taking these photographs. It was upon later examination of the photographs that they took that night, knowing that their camera was pointed in the direction where this explosion of TWA Flight 800 occurred, that they looked closely at the photographs and found that there were pictures of the missile in flight going straight up toward this aircraft. Two of them are men. One of them is a woman. One man and one woman have made their photographs available to the press, one on hard copy, one on Good Morning America, or whatever it was, and the other one has chosen to remain anonymous.
Well, there hasn't been a whole lot of coverage. I mean, it came out one day last week, and that was the last I heard of it.
Oh, the government does not want you to know that a missile shot down TWA 800 for whatever purpose, and I believe the purpose to be is because they want to blame it upon some domestic terrorists so that they could take more of our creator-endowed rights and the guarantee of those rights away from us and force Americans closer into the coming New World totalitarian socialist state.
Well, I appreciate the information, and I sent off for Veritas, and hopefully I'll get some copies pretty soon.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Now, remember, we skipped a whole issue, and, you know, we don't publish them according to a time schedule. So don't be concerned if you don't get an issue right away or in the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, because we had our original staff quit. I'm having to learn the program from scratch, and to be able to produce the paper quality and the visual graphical excellence that it's always been done. It's going to take me a little while to do that, but we will get the next issue out as soon as possible. We're also going to try to get it out more often than we have before. So you can look forward to that. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
This is Joe in New Orleans. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine.
Picking you up on the satellite?
Yes. In fact, I've never felt better in years.
Wonderful. Listen, are you open to a little constructive criticism?
Of course.
Oh, all right, great. Listen, I've been listening to your show for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that it has illuminated me. It's one of your buzzwords, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Good. I've learned a lot. And I'll tell you what, though. The month of August has really been a disaster. It was wasted too much time with fighting with, you know, this one and that one. And of course, you know, you had a lot of trouble. Bill, you're too valuable a person to be messing around. In other words, when you give information, good information like you do, you're the absolute best there is, bar none. And I really appreciate when you give information because you give your sources and you're very thorough on your information, and I love that. But sometimes, and of course, I realize that we live in an imperfect world and you have to deal with imperfect people, and you get a lot of problems. But let's say August was a very shallow month. Now, I don't care to listen to it like you. I can't handle CNN and all that other stuff because it's the garbage. And I'll be honest, I guess I'm lazy, but I rely on you and some reading I do for most of the tough issues. And when you don't give them, I don't get any good information. Is it, you know, you understand where I'm coming from?
I understand perfectly where you're coming from.
It's possible the line when you're given all the information. You can't get it anywhere else. Like, for instance, you exposed that missile thing. That was it. You had it first before anybody even started talking about it.
That's correct.
You exposed a lot of other things.
That's because we had our people up there interviewing witnesses all along the beaches. And we have, to this date, found over 300 eyewitnesses to the missile launched from sea that hit that aircraft.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. A friend of mine is a deputy, and of course, now this is, you probably may not accept this, take it for exactly what it's worth. But he has a friend in Naval Intelligence in Washington, D.C., and he called and talked to him about this mess.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Can you tell me anything about it?" You know, he said, "Well, I'll tell you what happened." He says, "I'll tell you what happened. It was one of our ships. Accidentally shot the thing down." They said it was a ship that did it. And he also said the two pilots that flew the aircraft, they're history. They've been transferred out of the country. Now, that's hearsay information. You know, take it for exactly what it's worth.
Well, we'll find out over a period of time where those two pilots are, and we'll also find out whether it was a ship or a submarine. We tend to believe at this time, with the information that we have, that it was probably fired from a submarine. And we believe that information is pretty solid. But when your person talked to that individual, he could have been referring to a submarine by saying ship. It depends upon who you're talking to and what their education is and what branch of the naval service they're in as to what they call submarines. People who are in the submarine service always refer to a submarine as a boat.
Oh, how about that? That's right, because you were in a submarine.
That's right. I was in submarine service and served on the USS Tyr, USS 416. And so all submariners refer to their vessels as a boat.
Oh.
And all surface mariners refer to anything that floats upon or under the sea as a ship.
Very good. I'm learning something every day. Listen, Bill, we love you, and I think since you're on the satellite, that thing, I have a satellite dish, and I'm trying to figure out a way that I can rebroadcast your signal. I'm trying to talk it out with my wife right now.
All you need is a low-power transmitter, and I got to tell you, my friend, they're very inexpensive. Send us a letter and tell us that you want to do that, you want to be a network affiliate. I'll send you all the information, then you can make a decision.
Hey, listen, one other question. You think of adding to a new Behold the Pale Horse, perhaps?
I'm working on three other books concurrently, have been for some time, and I'm really having a problem drawing the line of when I should end these books, because it just goes on and on.
But you only got 24 hours in a day, too, right?
Oh, you have no idea what I am involved in and how hard I work and how many people are helping, and I wish I could tell you all those things, but if I did, we wouldn't be very effective in what we do.
Well, you know, Bill, I can understand your frustration sometimes, because when you begin sharing some of this information with people, I realize, you know, what empathy is. You know, empathy is feeling something. I know the frustration you must be going through, because the information is available to you and trying to convey it to other people, and think that most of them reject it, or, you know, just think you're crazy or don't want to listen or whatever. Mm-hmm. It must be extremely frustrating to you.
Oh, it is, and it's also extremely frustrating when things occur that bring up the situations to which you have so appropriately objected to tonight.
Great, listen, love your show. I don't want to tie your show up tonight first. And listen, I'll send you a copy of it. I'm making a tape of this.
Great, wonderful. I really appreciate that. I'll send you something for that tape.
And great, listen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. You're listening to the Hour of the Time on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Pretty soon, within the next few weeks, you will see that there are going to be other broadcasters and other programs that will be added to the network. You're also going to find that there will be AM and FM stations across the country that will pick up this network or portions of our network broadcasting, and you will be listening to this broadcast on low power FM stations all across this country and hopefully all across the world, because this is not just an American broadcast. This is a broadcast about freedom. It's a broadcast concerning principles and ideals. It's about how to maintain the ultimate achievement of all humankind, and that is the ability for people to live free, responsibly, within the law, under morals, principles to which they adhere, that protect society and families and individuals, and being responsible for their transgressions, and not always looking for a way out or to be the victim or somebody to protect them, accept their responsibility, accept whatever punishment or whatever that may bring to them, and get on with their life. Good evening, you're on the air.
William, this is Russell Harrison, Houston.
Hello, Russell, glad to hear from you.
I just wanted to say regarding low-powered FM broadcasting, I'm a degree engineer. I've got an amateur radio license.
Uh-huh.
And from that perspective, I know there is a great deal of misinformation regarding antennas. Yet the antenna is probably more important than any other element in the system.
You're absolutely correct.
The signal purity is determined by the transmitter, largely, but the antenna determines whether the signal actually gets out or not.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very common misconception that CBers call SWR, or standing wave ratio, that a one-to-one standing wave ratio means that your antenna is working properly. However, you can take a dummy load, which radiates absolutely no power, and is guaranteed to give you a one-to-one standing wave ratio, and that in itself demonstrates the fallacy of going on the basis of SWR as far as antenna performance.
Okay, you've got to understand that people who know nothing about the technicalities of the equipment that you're talking about didn't understand anything that you said, including me. So,
I realize that. It almost had to be said by way of background. But nevertheless, what I would strongly suggest, people need to be aware of the fact that antennas... Very widely in performance in terms of the signal that they radiate, and in terms of their efficiency, it is not at all uncommon for an antenna to waste roughly 50% of the power fed to it.
Well, we certainly don't want that to happen.
Well, and what I'm saying is a little bit of improvement in the antenna can do more. In other words, if you have a 10-watt transmitter, rather than going to a 20-watt transmitter, you'd be much better off improving your antenna.
I think that's fantastic advice. How do we learn how to do that?
Well, basically you need to get a competent antenna designer, but there is a reference source for people who want to get a little bit of background on this. There's an organization called the American Radio Relay League, ARRL. You've had a run-in with them.
I had a big run-in with them, and I have a great objection to that organization. The fact that they believe that they are working for the United States government rather than that they are an organization of United States of American citizens or citizens of their states who are licensed radio operators who have consented to be subject to the rules of the FCC. And now they are trying to play big brother to the rest of us and become some kind of little federal agents. And that really, to put it very bluntly, pisses me off to no end.
I understand that. Nevertheless, they are the publisher of one of the most widely used and most valuable reference manuals on antenna design.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to recommend their antenna book, the ARRL antenna book, which can be had for in the neighborhood of $10 to $20 at most electronic shops and amateur radio stores and such as that.
And where do people find these stores?
If you
looked in the yellow pages of the phone book, what would you look under?
Sometimes amateur radio, sometimes radio and electronics. It would... If you don't have objections of writing directly, you can order the publication from the ARRL.
Uh-huh.
Would you like their address by any chance?
No, I would like for them to go and give their money to some radio store rather than to the ARRL.
Sure.
Because if you give it to the ARRL, they not only get back the cost of publication, but they derive a profit. And because of the way that they operate their organization, I strongly object to that. I'd rather that the profit go to some electronics small businessman who really can use the money and put it to good use, rather than somebody who wants to become a little Hitler and add to the problems of the American people by persecuting their neighbors.
I understand. Nevertheless, the ARRL antenna book is widely used.
I have no objection to that. What is the name of the book?
The ARRL antenna book.
Oh, okay.
It's
great.
Widely used as a reference book by electronic engineers dealing with radio frequency design.
Okay.
It's recognized as an authoritative work.
Uh-huh.
But just briefly, the general principles you want to look for in a good antenna, you want to see... for this frequency range, you want to see large diameters, in other words, tubes instead of wires.
Now, wait a minute.
The diameter, the better.
Say that again.
You want to see tubes used instead of wires. You'll have typically a vertical element and three or four or five radials.
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're talking about tubular steel or tubular...
aluminum, yes.
Okay.
Instead of the larger diameter increases the efficiency.
Yeah, you got to remember that when you're talking on radio, we can't see what you're talking about. You have to explain in detail. That's something I had to get used to 4 years ago, was when I was talking on radio, making sure that the audience understood what I understood, because they very seldom do. So when you say tubes instead of wire, you're talking about tubular steel or tubular aluminum or whatever antennas are made of, rather than wire or solid rods. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and the larger the diameter, the better. A fat antenna is generally better than a skinny antenna.
Okay.
And also, if things are silver-plated, in some cases, $10 or $20 worth of silver plating will do marvels as far as the conductivity and the efficiency of the antenna.
How easy is it to find these things silver plated? I mean, I've been in Radio Shack and a lot of electronics stores. I've never, to my knowledge, seen an antenna that was silver plated.
Well, most antennas will be made of aluminum tubing.
Uh-huh.
From a practical standpoint, about as good as you can get. But if a person wanted to build his own and make it out of, for instance, copper tubing, that would be even better. And then still better than that would be to take the copper tubing and silver plate it. Because at radio frequencies, the currents flow on the surface. And so the thin layer of plating, if you could silver plate plastic, you would be doing as well as having a solid copper conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just general designs to things to look for, but a lot of people will try to sell you their antenna and say it's better because mine has a lower SWR than yours has. And SWR, which is, you will hear that term sooner or later.
Standing wave something, right?
Standing wave ratio.
Okay.
And SWR in the environment we're talking about is almost meaningless.
Okay.
Almost completely meaningless. And so if you have someone selling his antenna on the basis of SWR, he's probably a huckster that you should avoid.
Uh-huh. So if somebody really wanted to do a good antenna, if they could find out who makes a good antenna and go down and, like, if that antenna costs them $50, they could take that home and look at it. Or they could just go down and look at it in the store and take measurements and stuff. Then they could go buy the copper tubing, have the copper tubing silver plated, and make their own. Is that what you're saying?
But that's essentially, they might have to get help from a local radio amateur, but radio amateurs are generally more than willing to help. The only problem is finding one who knows something about antennas.
Uh-huh.
And there again, that's something that unfortunately few people, amateur radio operators or otherwise, understand.
Yeah. Also, I have to tell you folks that the local amateur radio operator is going to try to tell you that you have to be licensed to do what you're going to do, and I'm going to have to tell you to ignore that and just do what you want to do and do it right, unless you're inordinately afraid of the federal big daddy color of law bullshit artist, and then in that case you have to react to your own fears.
Okay, well, I wish you well on this venture. I'm going to do my best to get myself a low-power FM rig. And
fantastic.
What we can do, I've been getting you by satellite.
That's great, because that's the only way. You see, everything is so controlled. And I have realized over the last 4 years and 3 months that they intentionally kept me on that late hour so that I would have a... And even with their machinations, I had the largest shortwave audience of any shortwave broadcaster in this country, bar none. Over 10 million listeners worldwide. The volume of mail that came in here was something that would have made Rush Limbaugh jealous. And it just didn't work. And so I think their machinations in the end were designed mainly to be able to do what they're doing now. And you're going to find that the broadcasters that you're going to see on shortwave WWCR are going to be the ones who promote rumors and unfounded allegations and don't document and don't source and are admitted Zionists, admitted fellow travelers, and so on and so forth. So be very cautious and remember my admonition. Listen to everyone. Read everything. Believe nothing unless you can absolutely prove it, and you'll be safe.
One thing that really excites me, a city the size of Houston is about 25 miles across.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, about a dozen well-placed low-power FM...
Could blanket the whole city.
Could blanket the city.
With the same broadcast simultaneously over the same frequency... And it would just be fantastic.
It sure be nice to be able to listen to you on the car radio rather than have to rush home to get home in time to turn on the satellite or shortwave.
Yes, it would. And I think this should be exciting to a lot of people. I mean, this is a revolution in broadcasting. And we're taking the control out of the manipulators and the liars and the controllers, and we're putting it back in the hands of the people. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
The hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They're down in Phoenix, and they're sitting on a whole vault full of real money that they're willing to help you get your hands on. These people have done so much to help preserve the freedoms of all Americans, the creator-endowed rights. They have helped to educate so many people that I couldn't even begin to do them justice in a small commercial advertisement such as this. They have lost a lot of business by taking a stand, by drawing a line in the sand, by sponsoring broadcasts such as this. Greg Smith is a dear, dear friend. I admire him. I respect him. We don't always agree on everything, but we do agree on one thing, and that is all Americans must be free. They must live in responsibility, and they must be able to make their own choices. including me, including him, including all of you. Greg has devoted his life to creating a company that is there to help all of us who believe in freedom regain the power of financial and economic independence through the ownership of non-reportable, non-confiscatable hard assets, real money that has been honored and respected by all peoples in all countries on all continents who speak all different languages throughout this entire world, without exception. This is the money that the only economies that have ever existed in the world that have not failed have been based upon. Our economy now is based upon counterfeit, phony, it's not even money, it's just paper, upon which are printed many lies. This type of economy has never in the history of the world succeeded. And all you need to do is go to your library and study a little bit of history to find out that that's absolutely true. 1-800-289-2646 is the number. That's 1-800-289-2646. Ladies and gentlemen, call now. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time and the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Ask them for a current copy of the newsletter or Craig's current paper, and ask them how you can get your hands on some real money. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Do it now. Good evening, you're on the air.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. I just can't believe how clear it is over the phone. I've been listening on satellite for about a year now, and I've been making tapes, and you said it was okay as long as I wasn't charging, and I'm not. And it goes to all the truckers that go in and out of our facility.
Fantastic.
I want to get into the micro broadcasting, and I'll be sending you a letter.
Wonderful.
It's just so clear I can understand why some people hesitate, because it just doesn't sound real, but you're there.
Oh, yes. I am here, and it is real, and we are going to revolutionize radio broadcasting, and I hope it's going to happen throughout the world, not just here.
Mm-hmm. My name is John from Reading, Pennsylvania, and we're going to try and get something worked out over here. Just want to let you know. I want to wish you the best, and to all your family, and my favorite show, you had so many. One that really choked me up was when you had the one about meeting your wife and finally getting married.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, that was, I did that, I can't even remember when I did it, but that was, that's quite a story, huh?
If you need tonight's broadcast, I'm already recording both hours.
Great. Yeah, I would appreciate it, and if you'd send me a copy, I'll send you something in return.
Okay, I know you'll be calling, probably want to get through. I don't know how many people are calling. I went to a payphone because I unfortunately work for Uncle Sam.
Uh-huh.
Buy one of these anonymous calling cards. Get the maximum you can afford and just go to a payphone.
Guess what? We're going to be able to make those available as a part of the way to sponsor this network. And they're only, we've got the price down to 30 cents a minute, which is compared to all of the rates of the regular long distance carriers. That's fantastic. It's great for truck drivers and anybody else. Well, you'd have to talk to your community cable system, and they have to provide a public access channel, And if there is time available where no television programming is being broadcast, you could broadcast just sound, because they have to make it available to the public. That's the law.
That's all right by you, then?
That's all right by me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. The more that we can broadcast the truth to the people of the world, the better all of us are going to be.
So everybody out here in Pennsylvania loves you, and a lot of us are heartbroken because you're not on a short wave. I've told people for months, maybe even a year now, go look to the Penny Saver, the merchandise, all these different magazines to find used systems, and I did it, and I got a 5-foot KU, and I converted it to C-band, and it worked great.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. How much did it cost you?
$285.
Oh, you got a great deal.
Well, another $150 for the C upgrade, though, but that's about it.
Well, that's, you still got a great deal. I mean, it's cheaper than what we're offering now for, and it's the cheapest we can get, but it's top-of-the-line equipment. That I don't know. We'll have to get Gary Bourgeois in here, and maybe if he's listening, he could call in and answer that question.
Okay, the reason I answer...
And I know he's listening. He always listens.
The reason I answer, I'll cut it as short as possible, because if you're going to move to a different satellite, which you had mentioned...
We are within the next 1 to 3 months. That's a given. You can count on it.
Okay, it's a little bit easier with a polar mount. I'm not saying it's possible, because I'm using... It's just a matter of moving a rod or having the motor move it. With the azimuth adjustment, you have to make 2 adjustments. It's a little tricky. It's not impossible, but it's a little harder. It just takes a little more work.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's probably what you have, but I can't say for sure.
Okay.
And I want to thank
you. I'll find out from Gary and let you know for sure.
A piece of paper on his on the website, wherever he has, somebody downloaded. I didn't know Gary Bourgeois had wrote the thing until I read the end of it. It's all about satellite reception.
Yeah, we're also going to find out his website, and we're going to let you know over this broadcast. Or if you listen to the network, you'll hear it over his broadcast, because he does have a network site where you can not only download things that he's written that are just absolutely wonderful.
Very knowledgeable.
But I believe that he also has a satellite. A website where you can listen to his radio show.
I didn't know that.
I think he does. Now you have to understand, he's been very sick for a while.
He sounds really great too now.
Oh, he feels great. He feels much better. And I know that he had that website where you could actually listen to his broadcast before he became ill. I don't know if he still has it, but if he does, then, you know, we're going to let you know where you can go on the web and listen to that. Gary's one of my favorite people, and I'll do anything that I can to get you all to listen to Gary, because everything that he broadcasts is educational and is helpful to all of us.
I thought he was a professor or at least a teacher, because he is so thorough. It's incredible. He even mentioned people that I had known about that people don't even know about on the satellite, and he knew all about him. He says, this guy will be on there forever. And I said, this guy really knows the subject.
Well, he does, and he's been in broadcasting and satellite stuff for many, many years. Gary's an old timer in all of this stuff, in radio and satellite and all of these things. And he knows what he's talking about.
Getting you two guys together was a godsend.
Well, I can tell you that it was a godsend, and I thank God every day for that relationship.
All right, I don't know how back to do for callers, but I want to give somebody else a chance. Thank you very much, and keep up good work. God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hey, bye-bye.
520-333-4578. Is the number. By golly, you know, I think we're off to a real good start tonight with this premiere debut broadcast internationally of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, and the first broadcast of the new Hour of the Time, which is 2 hours each night. And if that conflicts with something Gary wants to do on Friday night, it'll be 1 hour on Friday night, because we don't have to do 2 hours every night. We have to do what's going to work for us, and what's going to make this network work for all of us, and what's going to make everybody who's a part of this network happy, so that this network can work for all of us. And that's the most important thing that there is, because this has to work. I mean, if we don't make this work, then we have lost media forever. Think about that. If we don't make this work, if we can't gain back the airwaves, we have lost media forever. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
It's Sabre in Texas.
Hi. How are you?
Doing good. I need to check. I listen on satellite. Did you hear about an arrest of some people making bombs and stealing radium from Northrop in Suffolk County, Long Island, on June 19th? 3 days before the plane blew up.
Yes, but that has nothing to do with any. These are UFO loony bin type people who go around promoting all this UFO wacko stuff.
Okay.
And these people have been doing crazy things for years. Has nothing to do with TWA, Flight 800, or anything else. Just happens to do with some of the ufologists.
Okay. Well, I couldn't remember. I just remembered I had it somewhere on video, and I was going to try to find it if it was anything that...
Oh, I get a big, thick file on these guys. They're to tell you the truth, even if they wanted to, and even if they tried to, they probably would never have hurt anybody because they're just...
Nutso.
They're incompetent. Totally incompetent and nutso wacko out of this world, and I mean that literally.
Okay, well, I just wanted to check on that and congratulate you on your first broadcast. Sound great.
Thank you. And this may turn out to be one of the greatest historic events in the history of broadcasting if we actually manage, and I believe that we're going to be able to do it, to take the airwaves away from the establishment media. If we can establish a network of low-power FM transmitters, and if we can make these satellite systems available to people for the same price as a real good shortwave radio, we can actually take all the listeners away from all of these liars and deceivers and manipulators, and we can establish a network that for once in the history of broadcasting, people will be able to listen to and be reasonably confident that they're listening to the truth, and we will always give the admonition that they should not believe anyone until they've checked it out for themselves. But we're going to establish a track record of being right.
Yeah. Well, God bless in your endeavors, and tell Annie and the girls hi.
Well, thank you.
God bless.
And it's not just our endeavors, it's yours too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. 520-333-4577 78 is the number. You know, folks, I can't tell you how good I feel about this broadcast tonight. I haven't felt good, really, in my heart about things for a long time. But this I feel really good about. I'm really uplifted by this. I feel wonderful about this. I feel great about the earlier time slot. I feel great about the number of letters that I have received from people who want to participate in the new network, who want to be a part of this, who want to bring the airwaves back to the American people and back to truth and not lies and not deception. And not just the American people, but the people of the world. There are many people in foreign countries listening to us on satellite tonight. You're not aware of that, most of you, but it's the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. This is Dan from Abilene.
Hi, Dan.
I want to give you a couple of minutes of that antenna book that Ron was talking about. Sometimes some of the Radio Shacks carry either that book or another antenna book that they have, so they might be able to get it through there.
Okay. Radio Shack also has quite a few very helpful books. I don't know how helpful they're going to be to us or to people who want to set up an FM broadcasting station, but... I do know that Radio Shack carries an awful lot of books and manuals, and if they're not on the shelf in your local Radio Shack store, you can order them from their catalog, and it doesn't take very long for them to come in either.
Yeah, and some of the amateur places, I know you don't want to advertise. I had a name, a number, a toll-free number on one company that does sell the books. And
yeah, you have to remember, this network has to work.
Yeah.
And so we cannot advertise anyone unless they pay for that advertising. We'll be happy to advertise anybody who wants to pay for it.
Right.
And the products that we're going to recommend to our broadcasters will do it through the mail and not over the air.
Yeah.
And also, all of you need to go to your local radio stations, both AM and FM. If they like a talk format, you need to go to them, and you need to demand that they carry the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, or at least the hour of the time.
Right. Yeah. Gary also has a book out, too. I think I called you the night and was telling you. I didn't get the name of it yet, but he...
Yeah, you know what happened? Somehow he lost the files in his computer, and the guy that was publishing the book failed to publish it or something. And so Gary's rewriting it right now, and we're going to, Harvest Trust will publish it and make it available to all of you.
Okay, yeah, because he has names.
Plus a good royalty to Gary for doing it.
Yeah, and he has names, and there are companies that make those transmitters and the antennas and that.
So. Oh, Gary has a wealth of information that we haven't even begun to tap, and we're going to drill into his head, and we're going to suck it all out slowly but surely. And, you know, Gary loves this just as much as we do.
Yeah, no, I got to mention this morning, too, I only caught the tail end of it, but people that think that Dole was a lot different, he made some statement about in his fight with drugs and that, where he was going to back up the police. Evidently, he wants to plan to use the National Guard. So I don't know what he figures happened to Posse Comitatus.
Well, it's like I've always said, it doesn't matter whether you vote for Clinton or Dole or Ross Perot, you're going to get the same thing. You're going to get the New World Order, and you're either going to get faster or a little slower, but you're going to get it, and you're going to become a slave.
Right. Yeah.
These people sold out years ago. They have no heart. They have no soul. They are not Americans. They are traitors. They're despicable, in my estimation. This is my opinion. They are the scum and the sludge that you can find in any old rotten pond.
Yeah, yeah. It expands, too. I'm sure you thought this way, too. A couple of people I'm hoping we might be able to hear again, because I haven't for a long time, and that's Linda Thompson and Anthony Hilder.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If we can get them on this network, we are, but we're going to have to hold them to their promise that they're going to do a little more documenting than they have in the past.
Right.
Because we cannot sensationalize, we cannot rumorize, we cannot do all of the things that some people have done. Linda's a little impulsive, but she's a great American patriot. She is our Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Anthony Hilder was doing this long before I ever dreamed of doing any of this stuff, and we owe him all a great debt of gratitude, but he tends to sensationalize and rumor monger at times. And if we can convince them to hold these things in check, then they'll be welcome broadcasters on this network. If not, then they won't be.
Yeah.
And it will have nothing to do with how much I love them or how much we owe them or you know, how wonderful they really are. It will just be that we have standards that must be adhered to.
Right. Okay. Okay, I appreciate it. Off to a great start. Hope to be calling you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. 520-333-4578. Is the number. You know, I had something on the tip of my tongue that I really wanted to tell you all, and in speaking to the last caller, it's sort of slipped my mind. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just, I'm ecstatic tonight. I am so happy I cannot express it. I don't know. I don't have the words.
You sound kind of mellow tonight.
Well, I am mellow. I'm happy. It's a new format. It's a new thing. It's a new venture. It's a revolution. I think it's probably one of the most important things we've ever done. It's much more important than me or anybody else. I'm really just caught up in this.
Hey, I learned something on your program tonight. I guess Poopy Diapers doesn't have a satellite.
Well, don't be too hasty there, because you know, he could manifest himself anytime.
He'll probably get one just to call up and terrorize you some more.
He might try that.
Hey, I was wondering, are you gonna have any religious topics on your network?
No, this is not going to be a religious broadcast. You have to understand that freedom means that everyone has the right to worship at the altar of their choice, whatever that altar may be, and. If we do not allow other people to do that, then there could be somebody rise to power who will not allow us to do that. For us to be able to be free to worship the God of our choice, we must be willing to allow others to worship the God of their choice.
I agree. That way we'll find find out whose god is who. I was just thinking maybe somebody like a Tex Mars, who's kind of a buddy of yours, I guess.
Well, you know, I would love to have Tex Mars broadcast if he would stick to facts and exposés and stuff like that. But if he's going to proselytize for his religion, it would be just the same as me proselytizing for my religion. And that would be wrong. Because this is an information network. This is a freedom network. Freedom means we don't tell you who to worship. You decide that for yourself. And if whoever's God is the right God, then that will all come out in the end. And you have to understand that any God who would tell you, that if you believe this or that, they're going to burn you at the stake or destroy you or throw you out because you're a heretic or whatever, in my estimation, is not the true God. Because if there is anything other than free choice, and you answer for it after you die, when you go to face the real maker, whoever that may be, and I have a feeling I know who that is, but I may be wrong, you know, according to many of you. I don't think I am according to me. But when you go meet your maker, then you answer for it. You don't answer to me or anybody else here on this earth.
Yeah, and you shouldn't really interfere with anybody on this earth.
That's exactly right.
Right. But I called you once before. You did a really neat expose on the New Testament right before the Oklahoma City bombing. In fact, your series got interrupted, and I called you and asked you if you were ever going to finish that. And you said, no, it got interrupted. I'm never going to do it.
No, I can't, because when I get on a roll, I mean, I have to be able to continue it. If there's an interruption, it just destroys my whole purpose and my train of thought and everything, and I don't like to do that. The Oklahoma City bombing was so important that it had to interrupt that, and it had to be discussed and talked about, and so that got interrupted. Maybe at some future date when I get back in the mood to do that, maybe we will. You know, as long as I can document it and source it, then we'll talk about those things. And religion is not out of bounds if it can be documented and sourced, not based upon belief or based upon what Scripture says, but based upon actual historical incidents and what can be documented as what we know is the truth.
Then when you say that, it kind of scares me. That makes me believe you might get somebody like Jordan Maxwell on there.
Jordan Maxwell has an awful lot of accurate information. And you have to understand that the reason he's not on here is because he has an agenda to destroy Christianity right now. And he's a vicious, hateful person right now. A long time ago, when he first started, he wasn't. And I did have him on, and he was very educational, very bright, and a lot of people learned a lot of things.
What happened?
Well, I don't know what happened. You'll have to ask him. But somebody made him very bitter, and he has a wolf eating his heart, and told that is taken care of, and he's the only one that can do it. You know, I don't know what.
Kind of got off on the tangent that, you know, he's always been excluded from any mainstream.
Maybe that's what's made him bitter.
But I mean, how could he expect not to be? I mean, some of the pamphlet they're putting out is just unbelievable.
Well, that's true, but maybe from his, you'd have to talk to him because I can't speak for him. Anyway, we're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bill, God bless.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you all. You have been listening to the international debut of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. At this time, we are signing off. Please stay tuned tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 Mountain, 9 Central, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another edition of The Hour of the Time on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.